I'm gonna,
Vlade, what was it?
I would like to just say first, like, you know, that we are so happy to welcome Justin, Kyle, and Vanya to Sacramento family. I think it was a great night for us. Happy with the outcome. So exciting to have those kind of players that, you know, fit our style of basketball, and happy for the future of the Kings.
Vlade, what was it with Justin James that stood out from his workout when he was here in Sacramento and made you think that he was the right selection when you guys had that pick at 40?
He's a combo guard, you know, very strong, very smart basketball IQ. He can, you know, definitely keep up the way we want to play. Just, I think he's ready NBA player.
A lot of you about player evaluations, a lot of 101 players, but particularly, you know, with Justin James, him working out here. Did you get a chance, or your staff get a chance to see him work out at other places, or everything?
Well, we follow his obviously college career, and that's the reason why we kind of. We're so high on him, bring him here in Sacramento, working very closely, talk to everybody about, you know, his professionalism, you know, and love for the game, you know. So we were so excited when we had time, you know, when we spent time with him here in Sacramento.
Like, picking where you were in the second round, were you looking to fill needs, particularly with the guys you were drafted, or is it just a matter of the best players who were available on your board as they came along with those?
It was more, you know, best players that can fit the way we want to play in the future, and I think the outcome was perfect for us.
Vlade, how serious did you shop the picks or your cap space over the last couple of days building up to this, and did you come close to any deals?
I have to tell you, we worked so hard to prepare ourselves for this year's draft. We have, you know, a lot of different options, you know, but when we execute tonight, you know, we were so happy about the outcome tonight. So, you know, we had a lot of stuff going on, but when we made the plan, it was executed really well.
Kyle Guy is the lone player that came through for a second workout. What stood out from his workouts, and do you think that was a little bit of an advantage, having that second look in the gym?
Well, if you ask me, except his shooting, you know, I could, you know, say a lot of stuff, but his shooting is just exceptional, you know. I think he's, I don't know if I can say that, but very confident he's one of the best, you know, shooters in this class. You know, he's just unbelievable, you know, and when we had him first time, it was like everybody were so excited about, like, you know, so we gotta bring him again, see if he's just lucky. I know he was making a lot of shots second time too. So if you talk about Kyle's game and say one thing that, you know, he's elite, he's definitely shooting is an elite weapon for him.
Did you see that game against Auburn and just, you know, the fact that he had ice in his veins, and is that part of why you love him so much?
I was live, you know, I was there. You know, I was watching, you know, that game, and I didn't like the way the game ended up, but, you know, it shows you right there that he got, you know, a big heart, you know, and a clutch player.
Are these three guys that you can see possibly working their way into the rotation at some point next season, or are you looking at more along the lines of bringing them along slowly, maybe they'll be in Stockton?
Well, I have to, you know, they have to kind of work so hard, you know, this you know, exciting time for them, all three of them, you know, they they were picked by NBA teams. It's a lot of work in front of them, and they have to earn it, and Coach Luke is gonna, you know, make that those decisions.
Vlade, tell us a little bit about Vanya. I don't, you know, there's not as much information available about him to us right now. What can you tell us?
Well, he's one of the best prospect from Europe, you know, and knowing Vanya for a long time, you know, and play, he's coming from the very good basketball program that Bogies came from, Partizan, so a lot of, you know, NBA guys came from that, you know, basketball program. So I'm very confident that he's going to be an NBA player. He's a great shooting, you know, ability, knows how to play basketball. IQ is just off the chart.
Are any of these guys ready, you know, to step up big time day one when the season opens?
It's early to say. You know, they we have a California Classic, we have a Summer League. Like I said, a lot of work in front of them. Training camp, they have to earn the spot.
Vlade, back here, just can you talk about, I mean, not having a first-round pick this year and how you guys kind of approached it? Does it make it harder, easier? Does it feel like less pressure? Just kind of the overall workflow for you guys.
Well, you know, we worked so hard to prepare. Like I said before, we were so happy about outcome of this night. You know, we got great three talented kids. You know, the kids that we felt like, you know, they have ability to be an NBA player, great shooting, all three of them, and today's game and the way we want to play, they fit perfectly for us.
And did this kind of see, like, I mean, did you kind of foresee this kind of going about as you expected, or were there some surprises along the way?
Well, a few of them, you know, like you saw, you know, it wasn't a surprise, first three picks, and then it went all over the place, and then started going, you know, the way everybody expect, you know. But in our case, you know, we like I said, we were so happy with the outcome. We made a plan before, and it came the way we wanted to.
Do you see Kyle playing some point guard, or is he primarily a shooting guard?
I wish. I don't think he's ready right now. He's more like a shooting guard. But down the road, I wish, you know, he can develop his point guard abilities. So. That would be good for him and obviously for us too.
Vlade, there was a lot of difference of opinions in terms of players and where they projected in the draft. And, you know, Vanya and Justin were not projected nearly that highly.
They were on the board.
Okay, well, so my question is just about the differences in opinions and the evaluation and you know, the fan reaction when – you know, maybe a guy comes up that they hadn't heard a lot about leading up to the draft.
That's why you're here, so you can tell them my message. You know, they shouldn't worry about it. Those guys are, like I said, great talent, great, especially like Vanya, you know, he's a project, you know, coming, you know, from the Europe, one of the best players there. Like I said, Justin is, you know, elite shooter, you know, and basketball IQ, can play one and two. Kyle and under, I think everybody knows about him, you know, so like I said again, we are so happy with the outcome.
You mentioned shooting more than once about all three guys. It's just not just with the draft, but looking forward to free agency. Is that just kind of a priority now, just adding more shooting just to this roster to continue the style of play?
Shooting, basketball IQ, you know, run, you know, those kind of stuff you're going to see from, I mean, you saw last year, so basically we're just going to continue to play that way, and we need the players that can fit on our style, and I think all three of them are good fit for us.
Last question.
It's early, but do you think, Vanya, do you look at him as a draft and stash, or do you think he'll be over this season at least, you know, working on maybe a summer contract or possibly, you know, with you guys in the G League and all that?
Like I said, you know, in front of them, all three are a lot of work about Vanya. You know, it's early to say, but we'll figure out, you know, in next days. So we'll let you know time.